You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
I tell you what, of course, it's a good morning. It's Friday. What do we say? TGIF. Yes, TGIF, boys and girls, it is Friday. It is the 14th of July. Great to be with you this morning. And let me see. Oh, yes, it is the Breakfast Show. Better check it. Here on 89.3 with me, Jerry D. I'm going to be with you, entertaining you, hopefully, for the next 3 hours, taking us up to 10 o'clock. Right, who have we got with a birthday today? I tell you what, how about this one? We've got Tom Carvel. It was his birthday on this day in 1906. Now, he was a Greek-born American businessman and an entrepreneur known for the invention and promotion of soft ice cream, which, of course, is very important. Of course it is. This was in the northeastern United States. He was the founder, of course, of the Carvel brand and franchise. Time to get going.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight, it's a late night, sending alone conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space. And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you.
I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes?
There we go. It is called Bad Habits, Mr. Ed Sheeran. Bad Habits. Don't get any on those in this program. Not half. What do we got for you? It is Friday. It's Music on Friday. We do have our Freaky Fun Facts with Ingrid. And Yasmin will be with us a little bit later on with what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. That's what we do on a Friday. Usual bits and pieces, of course, bits of news. Interesting things popped up in the local news, didn't they, yesterday? We'll be taking a look at that at 8 and 9 o'clock.
I keep it to myself.
take it all too hard. A bit strange, actually, the way they worded who that was by, because it says Genesis featuring Phil Collins. Well, he was Genesis, wasn't he? He was right in the middle of it, so it wasn't really featuring. It's like they did with the Supremes, isn't it? Diana Ross and the Supremes, where it used to be just the Supremes. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're looking at my sort of mechanical clock again this morning. We're about 11 minutes after the 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And, yeah, plenty to come. We'll take a rummage around the internet later on and see if we can find some good news stories for you for Friday. We like to do that on a Friday. We like to do it every day, really. Because there isn't much around, is there? This is The Whispers. And this is called It's a Love Thing. Go, yes. It's a love thing. And time on the breakfast show, we're about 14, coming down to 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So what we're going to do, here we're going to put you in the shower, of course, and get you ready for a long weekend. I've got anything that's so long for you. Oh, I tell you what, this one, this is about 4 minutes. Got about a four minute shower this morning, seeing it is the weekend. Chaka Khan. I'm Every Woman.
Every
There we go, in the shower with you this morning. That, of course, is Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. And I'm Every Woman. You opened the door again, by the way, to the shower, didn't you? Anyway, it is just about time to get you out and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. Oh, having a bit of fun. Right, I tell you what, let's say a couple of good mornings. A good morning to Renee. Just a couple. We've just got one at the moment. Renee's with us bright and early this morning. And she says, good morning. Happy Friday. Phew. It's a hot one here today. Of course, this is in Athens in Greece. It says 104 Fahrenheit. That's about, what, 40 degrees Celsius. Even hotter in the city. So a lot of businesses stayed closed today. Apparently, this is a bit unusual, this heat wave for here. The weather is being a bit unusual for everywhere. If you look at Spain and France and Germany again, they've got this heat wave. The United States... it's really quite incredible, and we obviously haven't learnt any lessons, and they are saying now that we've basically gone past, there's a lot of this now that we will not get rid of. So who's stupid? We are. But to tell you what, yeah, I was looking at a piece in the news this morning, Renee, about Athens and the heat wave, and they're going to be closing the Acropolis today between the hours of midday until 5 p.m. So if you're thinking of taking a little trip up there today, do it first thing in the morning or in the evening, because it's going to be closed from midday until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm not sure what time you've got now, but it's probably already started. Right, you asked if we could play Billy Idol, Hot in the City.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. I tell you what, that was a heat wave. The Overtones and their version of Heat Wave, which was originally, that was a big hit originally. That was for, one of the Motown bands, wasn't it? Let me see. What have I got for you coming up next? Oh, we're going to take a little break. We're coming down towards the bottom of the hour. We're going to be looking at some of the international news headlines for you this morning here on the Breakfast Show. Martha of the Mandelas, by the way. There you are, see? It's just a bit of a delay, really. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, they made Heat Wave as well. That was the Overtones cover of it. I knew I'd get it right in the end. Right, let me see. We're going to take that little break. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines and some of the business headlines as well for this Friday morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
In Albrook Car Service Express.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
¿El 15?
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje, no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
Attention. Construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. we invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Right, I tell you what, let's take a look, shall we, some of the international headlines for this morning. Also, we'll take a quick look as well at some of the business news. Right, he wears a pistol to interviews with foreign journalists and discusses wartime intelligence. Weapons and military gear are strewn on the floor of his Kiev office, and he says that he has sources close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. For an intelligence chief running Ukraine's spy operations during the war with Russia, Kirilo Budanov, 37 years of age, has built up an unusually public profile that he has used to get his message out and to menace Russia from afar. These days, a spy boss cannot stay in the shadows, he says. Russia accused the West on Friday of sponsoring nuclear terrorism after authorities said a Ukrainian drone had struck the western Russian town of Kirkuchov. This is where a nuclear power station similar to the ill-fated Chernobyl plant is located. Roman Starovoyt, the governor of Russia's Kursk region, which borders Ukraine, said that the Ukrainian drone had struck a residential apartment building in Kirkuchov, and a Soviet-era town that was built on the banks of a cooling pond for the Kursk nuclear power station, which is still in service. A sweeping Russian draft law to ban legally or medically changing gender was approved by the lower house of parliament on Friday. In its final reading, part of a crackdown against LGBT rights under President Vladimir Putin, the bill would bar Russians from changing their gender on officially identity documents, which had been legal since 1997. Health workers would be banned from performing medical interventions designed to change the sex of a person, including surgery and prescribing hormone therapy. State Duma deputies added provisions to the bill in its second reading, approved on Thursday. This is to ban transgender people from adopting or fostering children and to annul their marriages if one of the couple subsequently changes gender. The green light from the Duma all but guarantees the bill's ultimate passage into law. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was treated to one of France's most spectacular accolades on Friday. This was as part of his being a guest of honour at the Bastille Day military parade, part of a visit that has sealed high-profile defence deals. Modi and President Emmanuel Macron watched French and Indian soldiers march down the tree-lined Champs-Élysées Avenue in Paris, while the French made Rafale jet fighters. India bought, by the way, in 2015. They took part in a flypast over the Arc de Triomphe. The national celebrations come at a delicate time for Macron, who was also booed by some members of the public as he drove down the Champs-Élysées in a military car. And as I mentioned, Greece will shut the ancient Acropolis for a few hours on Friday to protect visitors to one of the world's most famous archaeological sites from a heat wave enveloping Athens and other countries in southern Europe. The Acropolis Hill, home to the Parthenon Temple that is visited by millions of tourists every year, will be closed from noon to 5 p.m. And that's today, Friday, said the authorities. Greece's meteorological service forecast temperatures peaking at 41 Celsius, that's 105.48 Fahrenheit, in Athens by midday. But the mercury on the Acropolis Hill that overlooks the Greek capital is usually higher due to its altitude and lack of shade. China's financial regulators have invited some of the world's biggest investors to a rare symposium next week. three sources have responded, seeking to encourage foreigners to keep investing in the world's second largest economy, despite its recent weakness and rising geopolitical tensions. The meeting in Beijing next Friday will focus on the current conditions of the US dollar-dominated investment firms in China and the main challenges facing them, according to the sources who have direct knowledge of the matter and invitation documents reviewed by Reuters. A threatened US strike at United Parcel Service, UPS of course, could be one of the costliest in at least a century, topping $7 billion for a 10-day work stoppage, a think tank specializing in the economic impact of labor action said on Thursday. That estimate from Michigan-based Anderson Economic Group includes UPS customer losses of $4 billion and lost direct wages of more than $1 billion. A 15-day UPS strike in 1997 disrupted the supply of goods, costs the world's biggest parcel delivery firm $850 million, and sent some customers to rivals like FedEx. Roughly 340,000 union-represented UPS workers handle about a quarter of U.S. parcel deliveries and serve virtually every city and town in the nation. Of course, that will also affect Amazon. They use UPS quite often. European shares were muted on Friday, but remained on course to log their biggest weekly percentage jump in over 3 months. This is on hopes that easing inflation would allow the US Federal Reserve to pause rate hikes soon. Keeping the Stocks 600 under pressure on Friday was a 0.7% drop in telecom firms, with Nokia falling 9.8% after lowering its full-year results outlook. In the UK, the UK's FTSE 100 edged higher on Friday as AstraZeneca rose after HSBC took a bullish stance on the drug maker, while the index is on track for a strong weekly gain on optimism around US interest rates peaking. The blue-chip FTSE 100 rose 0.1%, while the more domestically focused FTSE 250, this is mid-cap index, fell 0.3% on track to snap a 5-day winning streak. Global benchmark Brent crude hovered at $81, or just above $81 a barrel on Friday, with bullish sentiment over US demand bolstered by supply disruption in Libya and Nigeria. Both the Brent and US West Texas Intermediate, that's WTI crude, contracts had risen for three straight sessions, and in early Asian trade on Friday, poised to register a third straight week of gains for the first time since April. Both Brent and WTI futures traded flat at 10:13 GMT today, with Brent at $81.36 a barrel, with WTI crude at $76.89 a barrel. So there we go. That's it. There's our look at some of the things in the international news and some of the international business headlines as well. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're about 22 minutes, and that is before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Sure. hunger for power became known to more and more people, the demands to do something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
Should play that a lot these days, really, shouldn't we? The first one of those two was the Yardbirds. The Yardbirds and For Your Love. The Yardbirds, by the way, an English band. They were formed back in London in 1963. The band's core lineup featured their vocalist and harmonica player, a guy called Keith Reef, drummer Jim McCarty, rhythm guitar and later bassist Chris Dreher, and bassist producer Paul Samuel Smith. The band started the careers of three of rock's most famous guitarists as well, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page. That's the Yardbirds and For Your Love. Following on, yes, that was Boney M. and Rasputin. Boney M., by the way, Germany-based pop Euro disco group is how they were described. The song Rasputin was released on the 28th of August in 1978, second single, and that was off of their third studio album called Night Flight to Venus, written by the group's creator, Frank Farain, along with George Rayam and Fred J. It's a song about Grigory Rasputin, a friend and advisor of Tsar Nicholas II of Russia and his family during the early 20th century. By the way, if you take the RAS off the name, what are you left with? Yes, exactly.
Try. I like shot a nigga better over time.
You know?
Heard you say I'm not
go. Two tracks for the ladies there. And that one, of course, is... we started that one as Cyndi Lauper. And Girls Just Want to Have Fun, of course. And before that was Lizzo and Juice. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We're about... let me see. That's 7.5 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. It's a little bit difficult, so I don't have my usual... I told you I had the world's most expensive clock in front of me. It sits right in front of my face. It's an old Surface, Microsoft Surface I had. I used to use it as a clock. Well, now it's not charging. Right, I tell you what, a little bit of news here, because Eric Clapton was in court, and he was accused of the murder of two people. And the judge said to him, Mr... Clapton, what do you have to say in your defense?
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. All around my home, they're trying. Track me down. They say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. But I say, I shot the sheriff, but I swear. I shot it down.
There we go, yes, Mr. Eric Clapton and I shot the sheriff, but he didn't shoot the deputy, so they'll only hang him once. There we go, don't you just love it? Let me see, just check on the time, I'll tell you what, we're just about a minute away from the top of the hour. So without further ado, we're just going to go and take a look at what's happening in the local news for today. Now, don't forget, still to come on this morning's breakfast show, we're going to be looking at our Freaky Fun Facts with Freaky Fun Facts with Ingrid, and in the last hour, of course, Yasmin will be with us, and she's going to be taking a look at what you can be doing where and when you can be doing it. And I think that's just about taking us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other. With like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
Attention! Construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalog, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
surprise. Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times. I stopped keeping track. I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They aren't fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it.
Bubbly Michael Bublé, haven't met you yet. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou, so she dropped me a little line here and she said, I'm happy it's Friday, she says. Great Friday to everybody. Can you please play Heartful of Soul from the Yardbirds?
And I'm Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's freaky Friday fun facts. Well, I drove back yesterday from the city to El Valle, and you know what I saw? Lots of capybaras. Capybara. 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 That's what it's called. Capybara. So today's 10 interesting fun facts are about capybaras, the world's largest rodents. There we go. Capybaras are mysterious little animals. Well, not little. While they don't look like your run-of-the-mill street or kitchen cupboard dweller, and you know what I mean, the South American and Central American natives are the largest rodents in the world. Bizarre looking as they may be, capybaras have become quickly the pseudo-stars of the internet lately, largely due to the fact that they look like overgrown guinea pigs. But also because of their predisposition to mix comfortably with other animals. Number one, did you know they even have behave like other rodents? Belonging to the cavy family, or the cavidae, their closest relatives are actually guinea pigs and rock cavies. They're essentially the rodent version of the hippopotamus, gnawing their food while swimming in the Southern American swamps or Central American swamps. On a slightly grosser note, these guys eat their own dung to extract maximum nutrition from their food, much like rabbits. But please don't try this at home. I didn't even know that about rabbits. That's kind of sick. Okay, did you know capybaras are fantastic swimmers? Capybaras have always been found living near bodies of water due to their semi-aquatic lifestyle. So a lot of them are up here in El Valle. Along the banks of the Chagres River and the Amazon waters, these murky waters harbor many threats for the capybara. But life on the water is still the perfect spot to set up camping, allowing them to retreat quickly and escape from predators like anacondas, wildcats, eagles, and probably cars. We do. Okay. Webbed feet help them to maneuver in the water, and their facial features are located towards the top of their heads to help them see and breathe while they are swimming. That's pretty neat, huh? Did you know they can even sleep in water? Capybaras can dive in and stay underwater for up to 5 minutes at a time, often falling asleep in the water whilst their nose are at the edge of the banks, napping along the rivers, mangroves, marshes, helping them to stay cool. Who could blame them in the hot Panama sun? Yeah, did you know? Number four. But they are also extremely agile on land. While capybaras feel at home in the water's edge, they certainly know their way around land and are capable of reaching speeds up to 35 kilometers an hour. Hey, that's as fast as a horse. Unfortunately, not always faster than a car. Number five, did you know they have a unique vocal repertoire? Yeah, capybaras are rather vocal animals. They do like to sing. They don't sing karaoke, but they like to sing. They like to express themselves by purring, barking, cackling, whistling, squealing, whining, grunting, even the teeth chattering, depending on what they're trying to communicate. Not only are they harmonically different among social groups, but they also, each sound a capybara makes, there's a significant meaning. So basically, they actually have a language of communication. It alerts the group members can be environmental cues, like including danger from a predator or isolation of their young, or I'm lost and I can't find my family. Six, did you know their teeth grow continuously? To make up for that constant wear and tear of eating through tough aquatic plants and grasses, their pearly whites will just keep on growing. Like rabbits, their high-crowned, narrow-edged teeth are perfectly adapted for cutting up their food. Yummy. Seven, did you know other animals use capybaras like furniture? Like furniture, imagine that. Often referred to as the nature's ottoman or moving chairs, these friendly critters don't even seem to knock back a ride-sharing request from any other animal. They're not an Uber, mind you, but they do share rides. A whole host of bird species, monkeys, rabbits, even other capybaras have been spotted seating, perching, or laying on the back of a much obliging capybara. Very nice. Next time I need a share ride, I'm going to call one. Did you know they're highly social animals? The gregarious capybara prefers to live among large herds of around 10 to 20 and is frequently seen mixing with other animals. They are cool, man. They like mix. No segregation there. These instances are often displayed of a symbolic relationship whereby an animal, such as a bird, can enjoy a free smorgasbord of insects while sitting the capybara back sits back and enjoys their free grooming session. That word just keeps sticking in my mouth, capybara. I should pick one that I speak better. Mm-hmm, yeah. Their incredibly social nature also helps protect them from predators and improve their chances of mating. Like they need help mating. Have you seen how many of those things are around? They're everywhere. Number 9. An adult capybara weighs as much as an adult human being. With an average weight of around 50 kilograms, these barrel-shaped animals are certainly no field mice weighing anywhere between 35 and 70 kilograms, although female capybaras are a little heavier than their male counterparts because mostly they carry all the food. And speaking of food, did you know capybaras are herbivores? These voluptuous vegetarians, and I mean voluptuous because they do have a beautiful Greek-esque figure, eat a diet of aquatic plants, grasses, barks, tubers, and sugar cane. There you go, they got the sweet tooth. And although they're able to eat their greens in just a short week of being born, they drink milk. For the first 16 weeks of their lives, suckling indiscriminately from any of the mothers in the group. Yeah, they don't care. If you got some food and you are portable, I am going to find a way to get some milk from you. Well, I saw quite a few of those capybaras when you drive up through El Valle. Most of the time by the creeks and rivers and whatnot, and especially we got a river that runs here through town in the back area here where we live over with the cook and I. And we see them over there. I haven't ever seen one swimming, but I do see them near the water. It's fun to watch them. And you see them all over Panama. You never know when you're going to run. I've up in Albrook on Ancon Hill. They're everywhere. Rumor has it that very few people know this, but rumor has it that occasionally some people have caught them, killed them, and cooked them. I have not been one of those, but I understand that they are considered good eating. Not going to try it. Thank you very much. I don't recommend it, but I heard they were. All right. Those are your Freaky Friday fun facts about capybaras. Now, I had to go to the dictionary online to have the word repeated over and over. Capybara, capybara, capybara. And I have to practice it a few times until I finally got it in my mouth. And even then, I still can't get it right. It's spelled very funny compared to how it sounds. All right. You guys have a fabulous weekend. See if you can find a capybara and say hello and ask them if you could use them as a footstool or an ottoman. And until next week, back to you in the studio.
You with your masquerading and you always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby. Scared to move, hey babe, what are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on, babe. Follow me.
we go. Yes, the Pied Piper is what that is called. Comes from Crispin St. Peter's. That goes back a little bit in time. Big thanks to Ingrid this morning for our freaky fun facts for the capybara. And it was very interesting. Very interesting. I think they're kind of cute.
Your station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbleonda are on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world, but now
Spandau Ballet and True. And before that, we were talking in your sleep with the Romantics. Now, time on the breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, according to my mechanical clock here, we are about 17 minutes, I guess, perhaps 17 and a half, 16 and a half, something like that. It's not that accurate. Before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 this morning. Now, something I just want to remind you about, because we had great fun in the last hour of yesterday's program with Gerardo Analeco from Filtro Medusa. Now, don't forget, they've got their event coming up at the, well, a week tomorrow, in actual fact, the 22nd of July. This is for the first time in Panama, a rock band and the Panama Philharmonic. They're going to join forces in a groundbreaking concert on the 22nd. Filtro Medusa, and they're inviting you to join them at the Teatro Nacional together with the Panama Philharmonic, where they will be performing their greatest hits. This unique musical fusion of rock and the Philharmonic promises an unforgettable experience, so do come along. Get your tickets at Panama Tickets. Don't miss out. Prices are ranging from $17 to $43. So yeah, that's going to be a great evening. Looking forward to that. And also, Gail, a good friend of mine, Gail Salucci, she asked if we could put this out of case. It's starting in August, going through to December. There's a group of people who are doing community service for students in marginalized areas of Panama. This is to create an after-school program at the Oratorio Basilica Don Bosco in Perejil. There will be 30 students from the age of 6 to 17, and they are from San Miguel, Cabo Verde, Don Bosco, and Caledonia. All right, now hours are ranging from 12:15 p.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now what they're looking for is volunteers to teach English, theatre workshops, art programs, tutoring sports, or any speciality you can offer. Now they're looking for sponsors. If you'd like to sponsor one of the students, it's $50 per month for one student for snacks and drinks. Okay, so that's $50 per month for one student for snacks and drinks if you'd like to be a sponsor of one of the kids. Now also looking for organizers to help with the setup and takedown during the sessions. Now, should you want to be a sponsor and send a donation of $50 for one student per month or more through YAPI, you can do that. Fundación San Felipe, Banco General, this is in fact their banking account. Fundación San Felipe, Banco General, checking account, the number is 03-01-01-003-447-0. All right, the YAPI is F San Felipe, F S A N F E L I P E, F San Felipe. Okay, now this is a tax deductible, and they appreciate your donation. Let's help these at-risk students to better their lives. So good work being done there. If you'd like to take part, we're going to put some of that information on our website as well, if you need that bank account or the YAPI is an easy one, isn't it? That's YAPI, F-S-A-N-F-E-L-I-P-E, F San Felipe. That is the YAPI. I've got some good news to tell you. We were talking about sharks, weren't we, in the news today, about how they found all those shark fins, tons of them, which means, I mean, I guess if they do that, they've got to kill the shark, which is terrible, terrible. I'm going to tell you about a little bit of good news to do with sharks, but we're going to take another piece of music first. Nothing has been proved. It's Dusty Springfield, together with
Just try to go to Spain. Just zoom me in. of entirely baseless rumors and insinuations that have been started by the press. I know where Miss Keeler is, or roughly where she is.
Goes off into the distance, Lusty Dusty, as we used to call her in those days, Dusty Springfield, and I thought she was about to sing when it started, that's why I kept quiet. We should do that more often. Because it was the Pet Shop Boys, well, you can tell really, can't you, by their sound, but yeah, the Pet Shop Boys got together with Dusty Springfield for that one. It was the second collaboration, in actual fact, between Dusty Springfield and the Pet Shop Boys, following their UK number two and US number two hit duet with What Have I Done to Deserve This, which was back in 1987. That, well, nothing has been proved. That was 1989 when that was released. Now, I said I had some good news. We're talking about the sharks in the news. These terrible things they do just to get the fins from the sharks. Now, this lady, well, she's always been fascinated by sharks, and now Candace Fields is doing everything she can to save them. Fields is a PhD student at Florida International University, and her goal is to use genetics and tracking to develop a recovery plan for the oceanic white-tip shark, a critically endangered species. Sharks have a negative reputation, and I've always been intrigued by this and wanted to get closer to them to learn more about their behaviour. Fields told the Week, this is the publication. I want to change perspectives. Fields is also, by the way, a contributor to National Geographic's Shark Fest, and she will be featured in the upcoming program Bull Shark versus Hammerhead. Her mission on and off screen is to share how sharks have seen serious population declines due to overfishing, habitat loss, and climate change. Now, she believes that the tides are turning, and generally speaking, there is now much more public support for conservation and trying to help populations recover and maintain stability and avoid extinction. I think the ones that need to be worrying about extinction are us at the moment. Just sort of digressing, because I was watching the BBC yesterday talking about all this heat waves and whatever. They had a very, very good report. It's a reporter who deals with all the environmental issues. He went off to Antarctica for about a month or so, and just was, he's that committed. But he had a graph, and it goes back, I mean, we're not just talking back a few years, there's something like 3,000 years or something, and it had a graph of how stable the climate was for the world in those days. And he had this map, and then it showed another map with how sort of CO emissions were sort of rising, but then the last little bit, because this was about a couple of thousand years long, you couldn't see the last little segment because it was too small, so he enlarged it, and it went, my gosh, you should see how it shot up over the years since then. And he pointed to the thing and said, this is where the Industrial Revolution started, and you could see from then on, and now it has literally shot up. So good news, but unfortunately a little bit of bad news thrown in there well. But anyway, if you're going to the beach, please, please, please don't, unless you're going to wear sort of a thick goo of protection, because that is not the thing to do. Gonna be a beach baby.
Remember them.
the third is called Beach Baby, and it comes from First Class. And that is First Class. It's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other. With like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
And what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's Cherry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
What happened here as the New York sunset disappeared? I found an empty garden among the flagstones there. Must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now it all looks strange. It's funny how one instinct can damage so much grain. And what's it for? This little empty garden by the brownstone door, and in the cracks along the sidewalk, nothing grows no more. Ooh, lived here, he must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. And we are so crippled and with age, a gardener like that one, no one can replace. And I've been knocking, but no one answers. And I've been knocking more.
Some say he found his best in younger years, but he'd have said that roots grow stronger if only he could hear. And grew a good crop. Now we pray for rain. And with every drop that falls, we hear your name.
To think of it as bad as we think they are, these will become the good old days for our children. But why don't we try to remember that kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember. And if you remember, then follow. Oh, why does it seem that the past is always better? We look back and we think the winters were warmer, the grass was greener, the skies were bluer, and smiles were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? And if we had the chance to do it all again, tell me. Would wings light the corners of my mind? Misty watercolor memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smile we left behind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Ah, can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? And if we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we?
There we go, that is Gladys Knight and The Way We Were. Memories as well as what it's also known as. And before that, Elton John and Empty Garden. And behind me is Yasmin. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
It is. Lovely. Mm-hmm. Love Friday. And Saturday. And most of Sunday. What you got planned for the weekend?
Today I have an event. This is a new store who's going to open.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And what else? I have an event at night in Atlapa. It's a comedy girl who is here in Panama.
Oh, really? A stand-up comedy?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, good.
So it's going to be somebody from Panama and this girl from Colombia.
Oh, well, that'll be fun. Yeah. You might even laugh.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. yes, I'm sure I will.
Oh, yeah. That's great. And what's the store that's opening up?
What is it?
The store that's opening up today.
The name, I don't remember.
Oh, that's an unusual name. What do they sell? Nothing. I don't, by the way, have you got some stuff? I don't remember.
Because, you know, they send invitation, but they don't say what it's about.
Oh, okay. So which mall is it in?
At Metro Mall.
Oh, Metro Mall. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been there.
No, never?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Where's that one?
It's like going to the airport.
No, I've not been there.
No?
No. Too many people. It's like, I mean, I can't remember the last time I went to the mall at Albrook.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah, I can't be done. It's too big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true. I like the two I got close to me, Multiplaza. Multicentro, hopefully, is going to be starting to pick up, because you know they've got the hotel there now.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So hopefully they'll pick up, because that's a shame. It was the first one. I mean, people say Dorado was the first one, but Dorado was outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a shame. What was Multicentro, of course, is now Megapolis Open Mall or... Rejects.
Mm-hmm.
Or not rejects is the wrong word, but rejects is all the shops. Outlets, that's what they call it, isn't it?
Exactly.
So anyway, fingers crossed, they deserve to have a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And and what's Ian got planned?
Ian today is going to be practicing saxophone and volleyball. And tomorrow, I guess, the same.
It's tough being a kid, isn't it?
Yes, that's all, I guess. Just and study.
Because Ian's how old now?
16.
So he's not hanging around with Mum so much.
Sorry, 17.
Oh, 17. Yes. Mm-hmm. Remember his name? The two of us are doing pretty well, aren't we? Yeah. Can you imagine what this program would be like in a few years' time? Who are you? I don't know. Where are we? Oh, we've been here before.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Okay, what have we got? You've got a couple of people born on this day of music. We'll come to those. But in the world of entertainment, yes, what have we got to do?
Today is the last day of the Banaba Festival. Remember, I talked about that last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So today, if somebody can go, the entrance is totally free.
Oh, good.
I'm sad I couldn't go to any of these movies, but today is the last day.
Okay.
And it's going to be at Teatro Gladys Vidal at 7 p.m.
That's a new one for me.
It's a little one. It's at the Alcaldía de Panama.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good place to go.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's at 7 and it's totally free. And let me see what else. It's the the end of this festival, and they're also going to give some awards to the winners. Because this is like a contest, you know, it's an international movie contest.
Oh,
short
okay.
movies or something.
Ah, okay, right.
So today, yeah.
They'll be giving the winners.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, today is the game day, video game day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So at Panama American Center, this is a city of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have a Super Smash Bros. Tournament.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
This is from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's open to everybody, so you can play with kids or adults or whatever mm-hmm. you want. Mm-hmm. They're going to have also some prizes for the three winners.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. They didn't say if you... Oh, yes. I guess you have to register at the Panama American Center. This is on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
You can go to their mm-hmm. Instagram account mm-hmm. and register
mm-hmm.
for free. This is free.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good question for you, because you just say, I mean, Ian is 17.
Mm-hmm.
Is he into video games?
No.
Oh, good for
and
him.
And he has a lot. He has a lot of video games there.
But he just...
He never used them.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's a bit like me. Must get that. I'd have it for a couple of weeks, and I'm bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, good for him, because that's good. He's doing things like volleyball. He's being out and about with his friends and...
Exactly.
You know, not... Is he big... I mean, you're sort of big into social media. Is he big into social media?
No.
No, good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like him more and more every day.
He doesn't like even me to post photos of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to ask him first.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's... Because he is growing up.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you embarrassing him.
Yeah, that's why it's better to ask them.
No,
first.
No, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, nice. How nice to hear sensible things.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
good.
I'm always like, I'm going to get that TV to my room because you don't never use it. And he's like, no, I just want it there. Just to see it there.
Yes, don't worry about
but
it.
But he never uses it.
But it's mine.
Uh-huh.
You get your hands off. Get your own TV. Who do you think you are, my mother?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, wonderful. No, good for him. He's growing up well.
You taught
him well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, you're not sort of forcing him or pushing him to get into things that, you know, you're very busy in social media.
Mm-hmm.
I think these days, to be honest, the more private you can keep yourself, the better.
Exactly.
You know, but no, good for him. He's growing up sensible young man.
Mm-hmm.
There's not many of us left, you know.
Well, yeah.
I can't claim to be young anymore. I can't claim to be sensible, really.
Yeah.
Lovely. Oh, good, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lovely news.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got going on?
Do you remember last Friday, I told you about the Scrabble?
Oh, you did, yes.
This is like a club or something like
mm-hmm.
that. It's
mm-hmm.
now on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized we have that in Panama. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
So today, they started, this is like a festival of
mm-hmm,
Scrabble,
mm-hmm.
Norsenka. And it's until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And people can just go to their Instagram account. Well, this is, I got it from Punto Bohemio. You can go to the Punto Bohemio account
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
see which is their account. Because
mm-hmm.
this is like a big Scrabble festival.
Oh,
and I think this
okay.
is amazing.
Mm-hmm,
I really love
mm-hmm.
Scrabble. So, yes, you can go to Punto Bohemio and check it out.
Yeah, I remember Scrabble because we make up some ridiculous words and they say, that's not in the dictionary. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. You have to be there with the dictionary.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to decide beforehand which dictionary you're going to use.
Well, now you can use Google, so...
Oh, you can...
Yeah.
Oh, what is the world coming to? Good grief. Dictionary? No, you don't use dictionary, you use Google.
Yeah.
Well, I must admit, I do too, but that's neither here nor there. But the thing is, with Google, you can probably find the answer you want anywhere. I mean, you know, you say, that word's there, no, it's not. Well, if you look down here, somebody's done a typo and it says, that's the word. But it's a good game, Scrabble. Gets your brain working.
I love it.
Yeah, gets the game going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do they do Spanglish?
Well, no, I love it in Spanish, of course.
Yeah, I do Spanglish. I could do Spanglish and I'd win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, dear. I remember one day somebody said to me, I won't say the whole word because they wouldn't like that, but somebody said, I loved it. Something wasn't working. And I said, what's the matter? I said, it's Eando. Begins with an F.
Okay.
Effiando. Doesn't work, is it? Mm-hmm. I thought that was brilliant. Oh, it's an expression you can all understand. Oh, great. Let's have one of you born on this day of music, yes?
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Loman Poling.
Uh-huh.
He was born in 1926. Guitarist, The Five Royals.
Mm.
Co-wrote 1967 hit for Mamas and the Papas, dedicated to the one I love, which was originally a 1961 hit. The Five Royals recorded the song in 1957, but it never charted.
But it certainly did, didn't it, for Mamas and Papas, one of my favorites.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, dedicated. Well, the man, they were because Mama Cass died.
Oh, okay.
Quite, she was a big lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what she died. I think it might have been heart failure. But the thing, people, I don't know. There was this rumor going around on the internet for years and years that she died by choking on a ham sandwich.
Oh wow!
Which people can do, but that wasn't the case. I might look it up when we listen to "Dedicated to the One We Love."
It's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn.
There we go. Mamas and Papas and Dedicated to the One I Love. Classic. You remember that one, don't you?
No, not really. But do you remember the original one from the...
No. Okay. No, I don't. No. Mm. Probably even before my time.
Okay.
Not quite. But no, listen, we mentioned about how she died. And I thought I'd take a look and see, because Wikipedia have got some good information. That thing about the ham sandwich, to be honest, isn't even mentioned. But she was definitely a workaholic. On April the 22nd, this is back in 1974, Castiella, she collapsed. This is in the California television studio of The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, immediately before her scheduled appearance on the show. She was treated at a hospital and released, then dismissed the incident as simple exhaustion in interviews. She finished 2 weeks of solo concerts at the London Palladium. And on Saturday night, 27th of July, this is something names in this. Saturday night, July the 27th, she went on to a 24-hour celebration. She first attended the 31st birthday party of Mick Jagger at his home in Tite Street in Chelsea. After the party, Elliot went to a brunch in her honour, presented by Georgia Brown. While there, according to biographer Eddie Friegel, Elliot was blowing her nose frequently, coughing and having a bit of trouble breathing. Next, she attended a cocktail party hosted by American entertainment journalist Jack Martin. She seemed to be in very high spirits, but also appeared physically exhausted and sick. Well, she left the party at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of July, saying she was tired and needed to get some sleep. Elliot retired to an apartment in Mayfair in Curzon Place, at which the singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson allowed her to stay. Several hours after Elliot left Jack Martin's cocktail party, she died in her sleep at the age of 32. According to Keith Simpson, who conducted her autopsy, she died of a heart attack, and there were no drugs in her system. Elliot died in flat 12. That was in flat 12, 9 Curzon Place, later Curzon Square, in Shepherd's Market in Mayfair, London. Oh, well. And the apartment, say, owned by Harry Nilsson. And 4 years later, this is amazing, 4 years later, The Who's drummer, Keith Moon, died in the same bedroom, also aged 32.
Wow.
I tell you what, I bet there's nobody bloody living there now, is there? I mean, but come on, that's not good publicity. Here, what about this? Why? Hey, no, it's famous. Really? How? Oh, what's famous? Well, you know, Cass Elliot, she died there, and then so did Keith Moon. Well, that's good, then. I'll buy that. I'll go and have a nap.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
So, interesting. So, yeah, anyway, that's the true story behind the death of Mama Cass. And she was, as I say, if you look, I know it's radio, but if you see that she was a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was a big girl. She had a lovely voice. She was the harmony of the Mamas and Papas. It was right. Okay, well, we digressed from that. Anything else happening in the world of entertainment?
Oh yes, do you know there is a museum at City of Knowledge?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Which one?
It's a new museum called Casa Museo Ciudad del Saber.
Oh.
This is in the building 173. And there, it's going to be a big event with Tia Sam. This is from, remember, the Malamaña Teatro?
Oh, yes, that's right.
So now they have this nice event here at Casa Museo Ciudad del Saber. And it's today and tomorrow. Also, it's next weekend, Friday and Saturday, at 7 p.m. On Friday, today. And on Saturday is at 6 p.m.
Oh, great.
It's just $20. Mm-hmm. And, of course, she's always telling you great stories about Panama history. You know, so this is going to be very, very nice.
Oh, excellent. That's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I've sort of passed on, they could make this a museum, couldn't they, really? And have a blue plaque outside the building. Terry D did the breakfast show from here.
Why it should be blue?
Because that's the one we do in the UK. We have a blue plaque.
Ah.
A round blue plaque where famous people lived and died. So, oh no, I won't get one anyway then, will I really?
Oh, okay.
But they do that in the past where, you know, people, authors, actors, whatever, you know, were famous at the time. Mm-hmm. They have a round blue plaque and said, you know, so-and-so lived here from so-and-so, who did this and this. And, that's nice because you can go touring around London just looking to find out where people live. A little bit like when I went to visit Mozart's house in Vienna.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Everybody else is, oh, for heaven's sake, get on with it. Okay, what else we got, yes?
Also, don't forget Iron City Park. This is at Arraihan Town Center.
Oh, yes.
It's at the end of the parking lot. And it's until this Sunday. And congratulations to Idania Vasquez, who won
the tickets.
And of course, you can go. And, you know, the prices are nice, are good enough to enjoy. And that's all.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Well, that's good. How about our second piece of music?
The second one is Chris Cross. He was born in 1952, bass, synth, with British new wave band Ultravox, who had the 1981 UK number 2 single Vienna, plus 15 other UK top 40 singles.
Wow. Did well, didn't they? And you know what? This one is one of my favorites. Oh, there we go. Now you know that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
Which just happened to work out rather well because I mentioned Vienna, didn't I, before we started?
Mm-hmm.
In Mozart's house. Mm-hmm. Mozart didn't compose that one, though.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
Vienna from Ultravox. Brilliant. And there's another, because when you mention that, because that is Chris Cross
mm-hmm.
That you mentioned, but of course I thought, well, they're not the same people, surely. Because I know of a Christopher Cross. Do you know Christopher Cross?
No.
Okay, he's been going since about 1971, still performing today, and he had a number of hits. He comes from San Antonio, Texas, and got 5 Grammy Awards for his eponymous debut album, which was released in 1979. The singles Sailing, and there was another one, Arthur's Theme, Best That You Can Do. That was from the 1981 film Arthur. Peaked at number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 for him as well. Sailing earned 3 Grammys in 1981, while Arthur's Theme won the Oscar for Best Original Song in 1981 with composers Burt Bacharach, Carol Bayer-Sager, and Pete Allen. But the one I'm going to play is Ride With The Wind. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I guess so.
Anyway, so yeah, they're completely different. There's another Chris Cross, but that's spelt with K's, Chris Cross. That's for an English mm-hmm. musician. For an American hip-hop musician. And Chris Cross, the other one, which one I'm talking about, is an English musician.
Mm-hmm.
And here is Ride Like the Wind. we go with that is Mr. Christopher Cross and the Right Light the Wind. You remember that one, didn't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, mm-hmm. See. So pretty, yes, really. Anyway, look, you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, enjoy yourself, relax.
Thank you.
And I guess supermarket shopping on the list as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly.
I think I need to do a bit of that over the weekend. Mm-hmm. All right, love, have a great weekend, and thank we you. Will be back with everybody on Monday.
Oh, yes.
Big thanks also go out this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, but on Fridays, she's our Freaky Friday fun faxer. Yes. And today it was all about the capybara. And, yes, like a big guinea pig. But very friendly. Use it as a stool to put your feet up, apparently, which is all rather nice. So thank you for that, Ingrid. Really enjoyable, as always. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, gets our people who've got birthdays today in the world in general. We had a couple of interesting ones today. Two cartoonists as well, or animator and drawers, also have birthdays today. It's funny when you get two of the same on the same day. So big thanks to Neil over there in Windsor in the UK, and also to the boys and girls at Group of Grad will keep us up and running in the morning. Big thank you to them, especially to Isaac, if you're there. Isaac, a very big thank you to you. And also to you, most importantly, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I hope you're going to have a wonderful weekend and come back and join us on Monday, 7 o'clock. So whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, especially over the weekend, if you're using your car or out driving, please do take it easy, all right? There's no rush to get anywhere. Put something nice on the radio, like Cool FM, and just relax, and you'll get this. I tell you what, it's a lot better than walking. So enjoy, because keep safe, because what do I want to be doing on Monday, 7 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, okay? So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.